The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition. It is the 28th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now, and it's going to be less than 5 minutes today. Boy, I tell you what, Apple has an event and the news just shrivels up, even when the event's not that great. Well, unfortunately, got a little bit of downer news today, especially if you're working at EA. EA has confirmed they are laying off about 350 of its 9,000 employees. Now, as we said, things ain't real great over there at EA right now. In actual fact, it's not really just EA. The game industry right now is not doing so hot. In fact, you might remember back in January, a Star Wars game. Yeah, it actually got canceled by EA. Now, EA actually did issue a statement regarding their layoffs, saying that there are important steps as a company to address our challenges. And it doesn't take these decisions lightly. Yeah, you get the idea. Mainly, the layoffs are going to focus on its marketing and publishing departments. Again, most of those will be in Japan and in Russia. EA, though, still says they've got exciting stuff coming for us in 2019. They just didn't really hint on what all those exciting things are going to be. Moving on with less depressing news now, CardHop. Lovely little app for the Mac, isn't it? Should be nice to have it on iOS. Ha! Guess what? We do now! Yes, the contact managing app CardHop is officially launching on iOS as of, well, yesterday. And just like the Mac version, the iOS version of CardHop is going to make it fast and easy for you to add a new contact and, of course, look up those existing ones. Apple might be shaking in their boots a little bit with this, or they're just going to say, hey, it's great, we'll just buy you. Now, the new contact card app will work, of course, on your iPhone and your iPad, and everything will sync in lovely harmony with your Mac then. And just like with the Mac version, the search feature that we all know and love with it on our Mac, well, you're going to find it in the iOS app too. There is, however, one little extra feature that you're going to get on the iOS app and not the Mac one. It's called Business Card Mode. And essentially what happens, you turn your phone into landscape and it'll automatically pull up a business card with some basic contact info. Plus, a QR code if need be. Yeah, it's kind of sweet. Now, the Mac app we know is 20 bucks, not cheap. But the app for our mobile, yep, $4 right now for a limited time. I guess it's going to go up to $5 once their little promotion's off. And finally, you know, nowadays, we talk about how music is basically cookie cutter. Not a whole lot of soul left in at least mainstream music that we're hearing nowadays. So much so that Warner Music is trying to find talent elsewhere. Apparently also that they don't have to pay, too. Why do I say that? Well, they just signed an algorithm to their label. It's actually like a music startup. It's actually called Indel. And apparently it's going to be the first ever algorithm to be signed to a major label. Essentially, it's an app that generates reactive, personalized soundscapes to promote things like focus and relaxation. Now, Indel actually says even though they've signed this deal with Warner Music, Warner's not in control of Indel's product, at least according to them. Which would be a first in a long time, because when's the last time you heard that an artist, or algorithm, on a major label wasn't being told what to do by the label? Nonetheless, though, I guess we wish nothing but success for Indel over there at Warner Music. I'm sure one of these days we'll be hearing a documentary on it about how it just got hooked on some cyber drugs, took a wrong turn down the torrent highway, and eventually will be trying to revive its career via MySpace. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. You can check it out right now. Check out our podcast. Check out our blog. So much techie stuff going on over there. Also, check out our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. No, sorry, we will not have a Friday episode for you tomorrow, boys and girls. Hence, that's why we had a Wednesday edition this week. We will, however, though, do our best to be back here on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over Friday and the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Thursday, have a fantastic Friday, and a wonderful weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.